6. Commands to children and slaves. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honour your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but nurture them in training and instruction of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to those that according to the flesh are your masters, with respect and fear, in singleness of heart, as if to Christ. Not in the way of eye service, as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, giving service with a good will, as if to the Lord, and not to man, knowing that whatever good thing each one does, the same shall he receive in return from the Lord, whether he be slave or free. And you masters, do the same things to them, and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him. Spiritual armour. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armour of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle only against flesh and blood, but also against the principalities, against the powers of the world, rulers of this darkness, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. Wherefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to withstand it, and after you have done everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having girded yourself with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the readiness to announce the gospel of peace. Meanwhile, taking up the shield of faith, with which you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, with all prayer and petition, praying at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints, and on my behalf, that utterance may be given to me in opening my mouth, and to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. But so you also may know my affairs and how I am doing. Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful servant in the Lord, shall make known to you all things whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our state and that he may comfort your hearts. Peace be to the believers, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those that love our Lord Jesus Christ with undying love.